Year after year, one of the most consistent items on my Do Something list is to have fun with fashion. Exploring my personal style has added more joy to my everyday life and helped me feel more like myself on the regular. However, I have found that there are some brands I would love to explore more, but they are out of my typical price range. Or there's the it item that I would love to try out, but without the commitment of keeping it. Enter Armoire. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then, when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. I just did my quiz and have selected a few dresses for the summer from Boden, one of my favorite brands that I can't typically afford. And I also got a double-breasted black blazer from a new-to-me designer, a classic item that I have been on the hunt for but too scared to commit to until I know it's the one. For you expecting mamas, for those who are working, or those who are style-obsessed, who want to switch out your wardrobe with quality pieces without the designer prices, check out this woman-owned company that has your style and your sustainability in mind. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/progress. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/progress to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Are you ready for a growth spurt? Well, I've got one for you today. 1 to 2 times a month, I'll give you a short message that I am calling a growth spurt that will help you narrow in on our focus of the month in ways that are bite-sized and super applicable right away. So let's jump on in. Hello, everyone. I hope you are doing well. And I am just so excited that I got to share from one of my heroes earlier this week with Miss Carolyn Pearson. And I was really drawn to something that she talked about there, but has already been on my mind for a while because of you. And that's times and seasons. I know that I like to push this community. I know that I like to encourage you to not quit, to do more and be more. But there are also things to consider about what is the time and what is the right season to do those things. When it's the right time to lean into something or pull back. When it's the right time to leap and take a risk or to stay where you are because it's needed for you. So today we are going to briefly talk about that. Times and seasons. When to know it's time for you to do something and when it's time to do something by staying put. And how that also correlates to a growth spurt we had a few months ago about stopping and quitting. Now, before we get into that, I want to remind you that I'm doing my final push to get to my goal of 1,000 ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts and iTunes. They are one and the same. You can do it on your desktop. You can do it on a phone. If you don't have an iPhone, you can do it on a friend's iPhone with the purple icon. Just search for About Progress, scroll all the way down, and then you can leave your rating and review. And I'm going to do 3 more gifts at the end of December to say thank you. And they're going to be really, really cool. One of them will include a Flexible Gold journal from my friend Rachel Nelson from the 3 and 30 podcast that I bought from her. So I really hope that you can do that. It helps the show so much. And it's just a nice way to say thank you. And it's also a good way for me to see what you would like more of in the show. So thank you for taking the time to do that. Now, let's talk about times and seasons. I want to first honor the fact that we each are in a different season in our lives. We each have different priorities and different burdens to carry and responsibilities to bear. The very thing I want you to consider when you are listening to this growth spurt, the thing I want you to most take away from it, is that we need to remove the shoulds from what is right, quote unquote right, for you to do and when. Now, what's tricky about this is that one person who is in a similar season as you are might be doing something completely different than you are, and it's right for them, but it's not right for you. So let's consider the shoulds. Often the shoulds are telling you that you should be doing something or that you should not be doing something. When you are in a particular phase of your life and you are trying to evaluate, is it go time or is it rest time? Is it shoot for the stars or is it time to really circle the wagons at our home or in our community or at our work or with our relationships? When you're considering that, first think about what are the shoulds that are in your head right now. Either by society or your family or your friends or people on Instagram, what are the shoulds that people are telling you you should be doing or should not be doing? And then you need to get really straight about where you are at. What is your time and your season in this moment? What are the pressures, the priorities, the burdens, the responsibilities that you bear? And how can that connect to you being able to make a decision that is right for you and not based in the shoulds? I would really try your best to pay attention to when those thoughts come up. Oh, I should do that. Or I shouldn't be thinking about that. That's not right. It's not good. My family will suffer from it. When you feel or you think a should or you even hear it, that's when an alarm bell should be going off in your mind and in your heart. I almost want you to have a visceral reaction to the word should, because it's an evil word, I really think. One of the ways that I like to review that word is to switch it to a could. I could do that, or I could not do that. And it's in my power to decide if it's my time and season for this. I want to give you a little example of how this can play out. Now, a big part of what helped me heal myself as an adult, I believe, is doing more than I was doing in that moment. So 5 years ago, I started the blog about progress. I'm going to tell you more about that whole story in a few weeks in a growth spurt. But at that time, I was feeling really lost. I had the beautiful life I always wanted. I had, you know, a little home and a husband working very hard and three little kids, the youngest who was 6 months old. And I looked around at my life and I just felt like I had the things I wanted. I should be grateful and I should be content, but I feel so empty. I don't feel like I'm really living my life. It was a series of days and weeks and months and even years where, unbeknownst to me, I had lost myself. And I needed to know how to get back to who that person was. So in the midst of what was a very stressful time in our life as a family, you know, I told you I had three kids, but I had three kids who were all born under 4 years old. And two of them have special needs. It was an incredibly stressful time in our lives. But I knew in order to be strong enough to handle these burdens that I had within my home, especially because my husband worked all the time, we almost never saw him, I needed to be me again. I needed to do the things that I had thought about doing, even just for myself, even hobbies-wise or interest-wise, or even more with an ambition than I had for a very long time. I needed to, strangely, in that time where I was the most burdened, do more. And so I did for myself. I did the things that I had put off for so long. I did something and I did another thing and another thing. And slowly but surely, you know, time after time and year after year, I found me again. And it was exactly what I had needed and my family truly had needed. Now, in July of this year, shortly after our move, we were a COVID move. We lived in Northern California for almost 13 years. And we loved our neighborhood. We loved our little house. But we knew when COVID hit that our plans to sell our home maybe within the next year or two needed to be moved up and right away because we had no idea what the future would bring. And those kids with special needs, they needed more help and we weren't getting it where we were. So we sold our home in the middle of a pandemic and in a part of California that was completely under lockdown, which was a miracle. I don't know how we did it, especially because we sold it by owner. Thank you, God, really. And we moved to Utah, to my parents' basement, which has been a loving and helpful place for our kids to land, especially because they know this home. They know my family. But at the same time, one of my kids was really, really, really struggling in ways that were honestly frightening. And I realized that it was time to pump the brakes. Now, in almost a similar situation I had had 4.5 years prior to that, where my answer was to do more, my answer for that time was to do less. So I pumped the brakes. That is why we took a complete break in July. And that is why I have been doing less this fall. Now, I love to do things. I am naturally driven to and hardwired, I think, to be a doer, to go, go, go. But I knew it was time to slow it down. And I was still trying to do things to anchor myself for sure. But with this podcast, which has been a great way for me to find myself, it was time to take a step back. So I actually did fewer online classes, free classes that I was planning on doing. I did not reopen my progress program like I was planning on doing. I didn't do challenges like I had been planning on doing. And I tailored all way back. And I even actually the last 2 months of 2020 and the first month into 2021 decided to push hold on coaching altogether. This was entirely the right decision to make. And the funny thing to me is that same decision 4.5 or 5 years ago would have been the wrong decision to make. Nobody can tell you what you should be or should not be doing right now. You get to decide that. But there will always be times and seasons, and I want you to honor that for yourself. While it is never too late to grow, to find fulfillment, to lean into your identity, to work on your habits, I think those are always things we can be doing. There are different levels to this that need to be honored based off of where you are at and what you feel called to be doing or to not be doing. And the wonderful miracle of this, and also the burden to carry, is that only you can decide what this looks like. Now, of course, for me, that meant I took God up on this. I prayed an awful lot. I discussed it with my husband and my family, but I knew in my gut, if I really wasn't to overthink it, what was time and right for me to do. And this might change. You know, in the new year, we're starting to adjust a little better here. That child's doing much better, although it's a really minute-by-minute thing. It takes a lot of stress to work on with them. That's probably going to shift, I know, with time. And we're getting help in the ways that we need. And I know that things will shift. And so I know I will also be able to decide again when it's time to press the gas for myself, for the habits I'm working on, my own ambitions, and within my business. You can lean into your time and season. You don't have to apologize for it. You don't have to explain it to anyone. And people who are asking you to do that are not the people that you need to be listening to right now. Listen to your gut. Listen to God, the universe, whatever you believe in. Listen to the people who care about you the most and where you're headed instead of what they think you should or should not be doing based off of their own experiences and based off of their own expectations of you and own limiting beliefs. I just want you to know that, yeah, it's never too late, but that also means it's never too late to slow down, to honor where you're at, to say, not now, but not never. Funnily enough, that's something that I've also been thinking of a lot. I didn't plan on talking about this. We have 4 wonderful, healthy kids, and I've since my 4th was born, since the moment he was born, felt like I'm supposed to maybe have another kid. So for over 3 years, I have thought about this. And probably over a year ago, I was like, Brad, we're going to pray and fast about this. We're going to go to the temple. That's what we do in my religion when we really have a specific question in mind. And we did that. I was like, we're going to have a decision. And that never works for me. But while we were, sitting there together I was like, okay, so what do you know? What do you know we're supposed to do? And Brad turned to me and he said a phrase that I have been embracing for a lot of different things right now. And he said, I feel like it's not now, but it's not never. So not that I'm trying to announce something here, because I'm not, because honestly, it might be a never for our family, but for your own life and the things that you are considering, maybe for some of you, that's your answer. Not now, but not never. And that's okay. Life is long. We will most likely, and God willing, have the time that we need to do the things we need to do and when we need to do them. But I just wanted to give you the chance today to know that it's okay to honor your own time and your own season. That's it for today's Growth Spurt. I really love just being able to speak off the cuff for you. It's hard, but also strangely fun. And I'm grateful that I was able to share with you some really personal things today, and I hope it helped you. This is where I'm going to leave you, friends. If you can leave me that review on Apple Podcasts and iTunes, I'd be so grateful. And we'd love to see you in the Strive Hive, as always. Keep growing, and remember, life is about progress, not perfection.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.